The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning, it's Wednesday the 7th of April. I'm Shane Hannan and this is the OTB Brief, your one-stop shop for all of your morning's sporting headlines. We'll start with soccer this morning. Jurgen Klopp says Liverpool will have to play much better if they're to reach this season's Champions League semi-finals. They lost the first leg of their quarter-final 3-1 away to Real Madrid last night. Mo Salah scored what could prove a vital away goal, but a Vinicius Junior brace ensured they'll have a mountain to climb at Anfield next week. The Liverpool boss says they'll need to cut out the costly errors they made in Madrid if they're to progress to the last four.
With all the problems we had tonight, Real Madrid had to score at least one goal without giving the goal away. And the other goals were because of mistakes from us as well. So if you don't make these mistakes and if you play better football, what we both can do, then it's a new game. And then we will see how the result will be then.
Meanwhile, Manchester City will take a 2-1 lead over Borussia Dortmund with them to Germany. Phil Foden's last-minute goal swung the tie in City's favour at the Etihad. Tonight, Porto and Chelsea meet in the neutral city of Seville due to travel restrictions, while last year's champions Bayern Munich welcome Paris Saint-Germain to the Allianz Arena. Both of those games kick off at 8 o'clock. Norwich City thrashed Huddersfield by 7-0 last night to edge closer to a Premier League return. Teemu Pukki scored a hat-trick, with the Canaries needing just 5 more points to secure promotion. Elsewhere last night, Brentford and Birmingham played out a goalless draw. To snooker, and Ken Doherty's World Championship Challenge ended before it began last night. The 1997 Crucible champion lost his first-round qualifier 6-4 to Lee Walker. There's an all-Irish battle of the Fergals this morning, with Dubliner Fergal O'Brien taking on County Tyrone's Fergal Quinn. Antrim teenager Robbie McGuigan faces Mitchell Mann, while Stephen Hendry's comeback continues against Zhou Xi. To golf, and Rory McIlroy says this week's Masters is just a step along the road of rebuilding his game. McIlroy will play alongside two of the world's top six on Thursday at Augusta, John Rahm and Xander Schauffele. Meanwhile, Shane Lowry will spend Thursday in the company of Justin Rose and Matt Kuchar. And finally, the 12 host cities for this summer's European Championships must tell UEFA today the intended minimum number of fans that will be allowed in each stadium. The FA hope to have at least 45,000 fans at Wembley for the semis and final, while at least 10,000 supporters will attend the group games. The Scottish First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, said yesterday she was optimistic that games can take place at Hampden Park with a reasonable capacity, but the Irish government says it's still not in a position to provide assurances over people going to games in Dublin. That is your OTB Brief for this Wednesday morning. I'm Shane Hannan. Loads still to come off the ball across today. We'll be live with OTB AM from 7:30 this morning with Owen and Tommy. We'll have football Champions League reaction, rugby with Louise Galvin and Neil Tracy, and a special feature interview with Clive Tilsley. We'll chat to you again tomorrow morning on the OTB Brief. Until then, have a good one.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.